Reggie pieces go. Ready? Good evening. I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Services District for February 21st, 2007. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
President.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Please join me for the flag salute.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings us to item three, public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items not on the agenda. We would request that comment during this session be limited to those items that are not on the scheduled agenda. Each item on the scheduled agenda will have an opportunity for public comment for that item.
If I could ask Alex, I believe the only public comment can be on items on the agenda since it's a special meeting.
The board cannot take up any business that's not on the agenda. I'm not entirely certain that's correct.
I'm just asking. I just want to get us in.
Yeah, I appreciate the suggestion. Thank you very much. Hearing no public comment, in any event, I would propose with the acceptance of the board that we table the items other than administrative item 8A to the February 28th regular meeting. Those items appear to me to be relatively inconsequential on this evening, if there's no objection.
None, as long as the closed session item is not necessary to.
There's no consequences of deferring the closed session item.
Okay, then I have no objections either.
Is that acceptable?
That is acceptable.
Okay. In that case, we'll move to item 8A, General Manager's Contract. Consideration of a proposal to terminate the General Manager's Contract. Alex, could you please comment on this?
At this time, I've met with the, or I haven't met with, I've talked with the FPC, Fair Political Commission. I've talked with them. It's uncertain whether I have a conflict or not, but I'm going to choose to recuse myself from this meeting just in case there is a conflict. So with that, I will sit in the audience.
And I will speak to that. I have contacted the Fair Political Practices Commission, and I am confident and assured that I can vote on anything relating to this matter and other matters.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board, members of the public, as was stated, the matter on for tonight is consideration of a proposal to terminate the general manager's contract. That can be done a couple of ways. It could be done by some sort of an involuntary termination, or it could be done some other ways. Over the past week, since the last meeting, I have had a number of discussions with the general manager and with President Hill in order to try and mediate a solution to this issue, and I think we have one that is in the best interests of the district. I've negotiated for a resignation by the general manager, and I believe it has President Hill's support, and I hope it'll have the support of the rest of the board. I have a copy of the resignation letter here, and for the benefit of the public, I'd like to read it into the record, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
It's from Francis M. Cooney. It's addressed to the Board of Directors in care of my office. Resignation. Board members, as the board moves forward with the recruitment of its next general manager, my continued involvement in district affairs may not add anything towards providing a smooth transition. In the interest of providing the district with maximum flexibility, I propose the following. I resign my position as general manager effective as of May 12, 2007 at 11:59 p.m. The board placed me on paid administrative leave at current salary and benefits effective tomorrow, February 22, 2007 at 6 a.m. through May 12, 2007 at 11:59 p.m., subject to one exception. During the administrative leave period, I would not receive the car allowance, which is part of my normal compensation package. During the week of May 13, 2007, but no later than May 17, 2007, I will be paid my final paycheck and any and all accrued vacation, sick leave, and all other normal benefits. Subject to the Board of Directors taking the actions described above, I hereby agree to release the district, its board, the board members, and all district employees and agents from any and all claims, except the enforcement of this agreement, that I may have against the district for loss or damage sustained by me arising out of my employment with the district. I propose that the board take action on this matter in open session at its special meeting on Wednesday, February 21, 2007. Respectfully, Francis M. Cooney, General Manager. As I said before, this is a negotiated resolution. I think it's in the best interest of the district. I recommend it to you, and I'll be happy to try and answer any questions that I can.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments from the board? Okay, hearing none. Comments or questions from the public?
I guess the comment I would make is that...
excuse me, your name, sir?
My name is Arthur Young. I live in Oceano. The comment I would make is that I'm really pleased to hear this. I want to, for what it's worth, extend my congratulations and compliments to Mr. Cooney for taking that action. I realize doing something like that is not easy. I realize that there's a lot of folks who feel one way or another about what ought to go forward here at this point in time, and certainly there's been a lot of water under the bridge and a lot of heartache, but as a person who has been in a lot of business situations, a lot of consulting in my life, and it's been around the block, I know that it's tough for somebody to step up to the plate and do something like that. I guess the other comment I would make at this point in time is that I would really appreciate it if at this point in time that we, all of us, seize on this as an opportunity to put an end to this long nightmare. I guess the one fat thought I'd leave with all of you is this smart man I used to work for once pulled a whole bunch of executives into an office because he was a little sick and tired of the bickering. And he looked at us all and he said, look, it's not a requirement of the job that you like each other. It is a requirement of the job that you work together. And I see this as an opportunity now to at last end this, to at last get together, to at last think about working together, whether you like the guy next to you or not, and that we recognize the leadership that I think Mr. Cooney has exercised here in taking this action. And I would certainly hope that the board finds it in its heart to unanimously support that offer. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment?
My name is Patsy Darnielle, and I'm an Oceano resident. I'm past director of OCSD and a retired human resource professional. And I just want to say I'm terribly disappointed in three members of this board. You seem to want Oceano to be the laughingstock of South County. You've wasted valuable time and effort in your vindictive pursuit to fire a valuable general manager after knowingly violating his rights and exposing the district to another potential costly litigation. It's common knowledge that the community majority isn't pleased with the costs of the senseless lawsuit brought upon us by Director Bookout. Even though Mr. Cooney has resigned, I suppose we would deserve it if he decided to pursue litigation, thanks to the three of you. Do you recall one of the campaign promises of Director Dean, who was going to bring the community together? Well, that hasn't happened. In fact, with her help, we are moving further and further apart. It's a shameless way that Director Mann is being treated. All of you seem to have forgotten, now I want you to listen to this carefully, you have forgotten that she received the most votes at the last election to her third term, which is an indication that she is respected by the community. Yet you chose not to elect her as president of the board. Now President Hill has refused to appoint her even to a viable committee. She is the only director with personnel experience, and yet she was still not appointed to the personnel committee for the search for a new general manager. At the last meeting, she asked very nicely to be appointed to the Supervisor Cacho's advisory committee for the Oceano Dunes. Again, President Hill denied her the opportunity to represent the district. Excuse and appointed me, director. This is part of it. It's all part of it. Appointed Director Bookout. He chose to ignore his constituency majority. With regard to the general manager's proposed job description, I'm very glad that you did incorporate Director Dahl's recommended changes at the last meeting. It seems that he and I are on the same page without even talking to each other. And I appreciate Director Dahl's astuteness. It is definitely inappropriate to have exempt employees report to direct to the board. I do take issue, however, with the 5-year requirement for relevant experience. What is this relevant to? We don't want to settle for a relevant experience. We want someone who is a someone that has experience as a community services district, at least some. We deserve a seasoned manager who can quickly and effectively transition into all areas of our organization. With all of your attempts to micromanage lately, it appears that you may be looking for a yes person rather than an effective leader who has the abilities and ideas to challenge the norm and to guide the board on important issues, such as Mr. Cooney has done. Lastly, first of all, when we finally get to the selection process, I urge you to be responsible and to have a committee comprised of knowledgeable, unbiased individuals from both within and without the district to interview the candidates. It would also be appropriate that all directors approve the selection, not just the three usual majorities. Lastly, we do not need this growing animosity that is dividing our community. Micromanaging employees and the day-to-day activities is not what we expect from you as our board. We need you to be visionary and see beyond the evident. We want you to help us plan for the future so that we can continue to maintain our fiscally sound organization, which you're attempting to ruin. This can only be accomplished by showing respect to each other, listening to others' ideas, and building consensus. We are counting on you to do the right thing. And I would like this put in the minutes, please.
Thank you. Other public comment?
My name is Kerry Nichols. I'm resident of Oceano. Also speaking for my mother this evening. I would just like to start by thanking Mitch for his dedication to this community in the time he's been here. Until last Wednesday, I didn't go to many OCSD meetings. I've been to them in the past. I've had dealings with the past board. I had dealings with Mitch and the people in the office. The reason I haven't gone to meetings is because if it works, don't fix it. That's a very good business ethic. It's just leave it alone. If it works, leave it alone. I think what you people are doing here is gonna cost this community a lot more money. You're talking to us a couple of stockholders here, and I think you're making a big mistake. This is a business we're running here. It's not anything else but a business. You will be under scrutiny by myself and many other people in this community in the future dealings. I've quit being a passive person because I saw Los Osos, and I'm not calling this a Los Osos, but there's potential here. It's all about money, folks, and it's obviously a little bit about personalities as well, but I'm sorry to see this man go. I really am. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comments?
Yes, I do. My name is Gladys Medeiros, and I live in Oceano, and I already wrote you guys a letter. You probably already received it, so I'm just going to cut it short. Election time will be coming up again. Just be careful what happens between now and then. And that's all.
Thank you. Other public comment?
I'm Joe Shacker, resident of Oceano. What could I say that could be effective to you? I don't think anything. Maybe to the audience here and to the people watching this, I can say something that might be a little more go home with them. Last meeting, somebody came up and challenged you. Instead of giving vague references to Mitch and your reasons for firing him, they asked you, could you come up with some details? Lucky for you, Mitch has helped you where you don't have to come up with any details. I'd sure like to hear them. Why don't you both step up to the plate? Another thing was brought up last meeting. You rushed to fire Mitch. You only got a few months left. You were challenged to give an answer on that, and you didn't. Why not? These are simple issues. Another person got up and talked about the vicious website, which I haven't seen. They're free to do that. Your only comment to her was, you must have been looking at it on business time. How rude. And she wasn't. That was the best you could do. You've succeeded in your attempt to split this community. That was evident in another spectator's comment when you were talking about repairing the pipes. How many pipes were on the east? How many pipes were on the west? You've done that. You know better than that. Is that the best you can do? Is that the best you can do is to split the community and start talking about pipes? I've got to hand it to Mitch. He saved you guys a lot of explaining to do. Now you're going to hide behind your facade. I think it's time for you, Mr. Hill, to get from behind that facade, to get away from those puppet strings from that empty skirt and start being your own man. And you know what I mean.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
That was a good comment. My name is Kathy Young, Oceano, and I hope he does run for office. And I also am glad this is going to end and we can maybe start out all working together. I just had a couple of comments I'd like to make, though. All the things that are brought up about the Watchdog website. I'd like to tell folks, this is like a television set. You don't have to watch television. You don't have to go and read the website. If you don't like what you read, make your own to refute it. The webmaster has said on there that if there's anything that you don't agree with, let me know. I'll put it on there. I'll make corrections. I've looked at the website, and he has made corrections. And the accusers that were really outraged about the cruelty to animals on this website. My comment on that is if they were really outraged, I hope they contacted the SPCA and the sheriff and demanded this cruelty to animals be investigated. If not, it would appear to me that the motive for these inflammatory remarks is just openly harass. Again, why is it really hard to check facts? I sent an email to the website and found out that the picture of the dog with the watch, or is referred to as the accusers as the time bomb on its neck, was a picture taken off the web. That wasn't a picture of anybody's dog here. I can tell you what really did scare me, though, is the handwritten threatening note taped on Mrs. Steen's front door, calling her such disgusting names that I can't repeat them on television. This is a really sick person, and I hope people think twice about the kind of people and what lengths they are willing to go to. They accuse these three members of things, but it seems to everybody's doing the same thing. That was really a bad note. And rather than turn it into the SPCA, like these other people accused did, Mrs. Steen did take the threat very seriously and report it to law enforcement. And I would be very frightened also if somebody taped a note like that on my door. And so I said it last week, and I'll repeat it. Change is not a bad thing. We need a board and a general manager who can work together. If everybody thought the same way, we wouldn't have two political parties. Businesses wouldn't need a board of directors who, by the way, have the option and do change CEOs from time to time. If everyone thought the same way, we'd have one religion, one car, and everything would be the same. I obviously disagree with the other people that speak, and I like the way the majority of the board thinks. I see smart, intelligent people who care about people in the community, their safety, and their well-being. So I'd like everybody to give them a chance and do things. Support them, and you may be pleasantly surprised. I'd like this board to know that I do speak out there for many people who do support you and who did vote for you people. So thank you for putting up with some of the abuse and harassment and attempting to do the right thing, and I think things are going to go forward well now, and I really do hope everybody works together, and I think it can be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Good evening, President Hill, members of the board. My name is Mark Wampler, Oceano resident. I would like to correct the rather shiny-headed, bearded young man that just had misquoted you, sir. I was the one that asked about the comparison of the CDBG work, the money that went to work compared from the east side to the west side. That was me, sir. You can talk to me about that. It was brought to our attention, I believe, past few meetings that there has been some sort of a conflict of interest with Mr. Bookout. And if that be the case, that has been ongoing for the past year. Memory serves me correctly, that lawsuit was dropped here on the district and other agencies approximately this time last year. With that in mind, any agendized items where Mr. Bookout had a direct influence or decision-making capacity with regards to general manager's contract or his review, that constitutes a conflict, and as far as I'm concerned, FPPC should look at that and consider that those decisions null and void for that reason. And it's very interesting to me that knowing that these conflicts supposedly, allegedly existed, why our council has not brought that to our attention. It was okay with our general manager. Those conflicts didn't seem to matter to him, or did it seem to matter to our council? I would like, Mr. Hill, maybe you could direct a question to our district council. Why wasn't there a mention or at least some sort of a protest that there was an ongoing conflict of interest, and why now all of a sudden it's a big deal that we have a conflict? I have a problem with that. And also with the allegation that there might be some lawsuits brought against this district by our general manager, it's okay for some people to bring a lawsuit, but other lawsuits are not okay by board members. I think we got a double standard here. You know, maybe we ought to consider bringing this whole matter to the FPP since of last year when this lawsuit was dropped, and bring it all together before we proceed any further. You know, I agree. I think we need to bring closure to this, and let's move on. On the other hand, there might be a snake in the back waiting to bite us if we don't clear up some of these FPPC violations or alleged violations. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Linda?
Hello, President Hill. Linda Austin, Oceano. And I just want to say that it's pretty sad commentary for this district what's been transpiring here the last couple months. There were two meetings where the majority of the community gave you reason after reason and example after example why it was in this community's best interest to keep Mitch Cooney, and now it's come to this. There was a commitment made by all of you that Mitch would finish out his contract and retire at the end of June. Instead of using this time to glean all the information you could from him, get his knowledge, his expertise, and learn you and let him help you with the recruitment of a new general manager, you go back on your word and you try to fire him early. You've shown this community and the constituents that voted for you that you cannot keep a commitment, you cannot keep your word. How do you think this looks to the other cities and agencies that have dealings with OCSD? How can the integrity of this organization be maintained if you make commitments and then you change your mind? You know, so now we're having this special meeting. It's costing the district unnecessary money and driving off a man who has done nothing but keep this district moving forward. You say yourself in the ad for the new general manager, we're a fiscally sound district. Well, how do you think, you know, it got that way? So I just want to thank Mitch for all he's done for the community. We really appreciate it. There's a lot of people who couldn't be here tonight, and I know I'm speaking for them, and we're going to miss having him here. But, you know, I do want to see the community move forward, so I hope we can get together and get this town, you know, moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Antonia.
Antonia Maldonado, Oceano. Thank you for your decision, Mr. Cooney. And what I have to say is we are dividing the community. It has never been together. It hasn't been together since I moved here, which is, 55 years ago. We say it's a beautiful community. Where? The place where the rich people live? Because not where I live. They don't do anything for us. This board that we have had for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, or whatever, are only thinking of themselves. They don't think about us. You guys run the community. But we are the community. And we expect you to do your job, which you are not doing. Now, you have a lot of people over here defending Mr. Cooney. What has Mr. Cooney done? I'd like to see something that Mr. Cooney went and did for us. Thousands of times that I have been here, I have told them and told you guys this about the puddles of waters they get every time they're raising from my house. Okay? And they last for weeks because it doesn't dry up enough. Okay, we talk about health and health improvement or how we get sick. Well, the mosquitoes, what about the mosquitoes that are supposed to be coming, inviting people because of the communicated water? All that water there? Who's going to sweep it? I have pictures that I have taken. Me sweeping the sidewalk, all the way, all the water that stays in there, I have swept it all the way up to 23rd Street to go down a little thing like this. They put a pipe. The county did it about 25 years ago, and it's clogged. I had to unclog it every year so the water can go. And I don't get paid for it. But I come over here and talk to everybody, including you, Mr. Cooney. And nobody seems to hear what we're saying. Not on our side over here. Maybe up the hill on Ocean. Or maybe the ones that are over here. Because it's not for us. So now, maybe all of you can get together and really start working for the community. It's about time that you guys really get together, all of you. It's time that you divided yourself. You're the ones that divided yourself. You're the ones that divided the community, not us. We just listen to you guys get into your private little meetings, come up with a decision of who and what is going to do what, and then vote it, because we're all voted anyway. So from now on, I'm going to start to get a community, and I'm going to get the community moving. Now Oceano has to change. The community has to change. It's no longer going to be you guys is on the board. It's going to be the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonia. Other public comment?
Mary Lucy Oceano. I actually would like to thank Mr. Cooney for all his service and dedication and time and experience. I personally want to thank you for it all. You worked under conditions where you didn't have a board that was proactive, and you moved the district forward with, you know, with basically just a rubber stamp on a lot of your board members, and but you kept it going, and I acknowledge that, and I appreciate that. I have to agree with Antonia on the board. The board's changing. You know, it's not a board that sits back and lets the general manager and the staff do everything. You now have people who are proactive, who want to be adamantly involved in the operations of the district. And that's the change. That's one of the changes. And so when I was reading the newspaper the other day, and excuse me, I don't hold you at fault for this. It's just what would you would do in the past, is that I was reading the newspaper and there was a poll quote from Mr. Cooney that said, after 10 years, our water supply would come closer to, equilibrium, I think. But we do have excess water right now, and we would be very happy to consummate a deal with the city of Arroyo Grande. Now, in the past, the general manager would do that, you know, and bring the recommendations before the board, and then they would just sign it and go on, you know. But this board wants to know a little bit more information, and so that's some of the changes that are happening. And I don't hold Mr. Cooney at fault for that. What I am going to hold accountable is the board. You have to be the leaders. You have to be the bosses. You have to really do hands-on, because we're counting on you to do that now. So, you know, if you're going to have any parties, I'd be happy to help and always refer you for a great consultant. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Other public comment? Any other public comment? Hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Comments from the board. Barbara Vern?
Yeah, I have something I'd like to say. We have in Oceano here this evening rather sad day for the town. We've promised someone he was going to be here till the end of June, and we flipped ourself around, and we now have him forced into resigning early, and we have given ourselves a black eye in the sight of the rest of the communities around here, and not being able to pull forward in just a short period of time and hold to our word. Mr. Cooney has done a tremendous amount of good for this community. We had tonight at the board, at the podium, well, what has he done for the community? And just in the last meeting we had $1 million grant come into this community. That's $1 million that does not have to be charged to the residents of Oceano. And this is not once, this has happened time and time again. And we have investments that have been made that make this community solvent, that have been put together, that it would not have happened otherwise. It would not have happened if it wasn't for his skill level, his abilities, and his knowledge. There's an asset sitting over here in the sheriff's station that is much more valuable than it was when it was first envisioned and built. And it is there where it does not cost us money, where the money that was spent on it where the agreements with the sheriff will return that monies to our treasury with interest. There's a building down here at the old fire station that is now rented out that cost us nothing to renovate and get rented out, and those monies come in. Some of the excess monies that we receive from contracts on the outside of Oceano that cost us nothing to deliver that. That's all money that comes into this community that all subsidizes our water bills in this community. Our water bills on the average are subsidized. Every water bill, there's your water bill is about $14, $15 less, and that's just at the numbers I've looked at. Then it would have to be otherwise if it wasn't for these investments, these additional monies that he's bought into this community. And
please, Director Dahl has the floor.
And he has done this on a pay rate that is below anyone, anywhere around this county and probably within much of the state for a salary, well below what this position calls for. And we've seen that through the salary surveys and the rest of this. And right now we are seeing what we will be seeing in the future is we will be seeing additional costs with these. This is going to our district. This is the start of higher financial costs to run this district, which is going to relate down the line, starting tonight, we will relate in using up our reserves until water rates are going to have to be raised to replenish those reserves, or they'll have to be raised sooner to maintain the additional costs that are going to come down through this move tonight. It is a sad day for Oceano. His talents will be sorely missed here. Thank you, Mitch, for what you've done for this community.
I will say, I want to thank Mitch for everything he's done in the years that he's been here and the accomplishments he's done. And to me, this is a sorry night.
Thank you. Pamela, comment?
I'd also like to thank Mitch. I think he perceived that we needed to move on. He needed to move on. We need to end the strife here in this community. We need to come together. This is the beginning of the coming together, and I thank Mitch for helping us along with that. Thank you, Mitch.
Some of you have asked for my thoughts on and reasons on why I believe a change is necessary here. One comment is, I understand that there's a watchdog website. I've never looked at that website. So I'm not familiar with what's on it. And the comment was also made, if it works, don't fix it. I look at our 2006-07 budget where permanent staff was budgeted for the fire department. No overtime was budgeted. A specific question on the lack of overtime being budgeted was asked, and I was told in response that we only use overtime in emergency situations. Fine, that sounds good. Our permanent staff is then hired, and I observe schedule shifts to exceed Fair Labor Standard Act's rules, putting the district ratepayers at risk of suit. Legal shifts were then instituted, but high rates of overtime. When I asked about that, I was told, well, we found out you can't run a fire department without overtime. Now we have structural overtime embedded. As a ratepayer, I think that's unacceptable. 3 days before the permanent fire staff was introduced to OCSD, the OCSD ordinance against hiring relatives of directors was pointed out to the GM and council. I offered to introduce and vote for a waiver, but that approach was dismissed. As a result, OCSD violated its own ordinance, the same level of OCSD action that requires people to pay their water rates. As a ratepayer and a director concerned with equal protection, I find that unacceptable. The GM then states that our personnel policies, like the nepotism policy, are outdated and says we need a professional review and update. The board appropriated funds and voted to contract with your people professionals to update the policies. Many months later, the GM declares that that sort of went by the wayside. No interim report to the board was ever made. As a ratepayer and a director concerned about our employees, I think that's unacceptable. Now we see management of our part-time staff resulting in one having to get on the PERS system. As a ratepayer, I find that unacceptable. Our fire department policies prohibit OCSD apparatus operating on the beach. For years, we're told the guys piled in the back of a pickup and responded. Our insurance didn't cover that situation. As a ratepayer, I think subject to the district to that kind of liability is unacceptable. Now we have proper apparatus to respond on the beach and a corresponding agreement to do so, but our policy specifically prohibits it. That puts our staff in a position that jeopardizes them administratively to whims of enforcement, but worse, it breeds the attitude that policies are to be ignored. As a director concerned about our employees, I find that unacceptable. When employees think policies are unimportant, they do things like hearing a fire call to other agencies, not including OCSD fire, and responding out of the area anyway. On one occasion, while in the non-call-out response mode, the apartment directly next door to the building burned. Fortunately, Grover Beach was able to respond, but as a director concerned with public safety, I find that unacceptable. Our dedicated fire department deserves better. Streetlights. People have requested streetlights when one wasn't on a when one was required on development plans but never installed. Process was invoked and followed. Time passes with no updates. Eventually, people ask what happened. They're told that no budget exists, even though it could have been budgeted a couple of times in the interim, and the county and PG&E both offered to help. But now it's a new request, and the people are told they have to go through the process again. As a ratepayer and a director concerned with public safety and equal protection, I think that's unacceptable. The flooding at 13th and Paso Robles. In 2005, I asked for the culvert to be cleaned, but it was told that we have no jurisdiction for flooding. That is true, we don't. But then I asked if the culvert could be cleaned to allow the emergency vehicles unimpeded access for public safety. Emergency response is inevitably delayed. As a director concerned with public safety and equal protection, I think that's unacceptable. Industrial safety. I'm looking through the warrants, and I find one for Rio Grande Hospital attributed to the water department. I ask if it related to an industrial injury. I was told, well, we just paid it. We didn't want to report it to workers' comp. That puts the district at risk of a lawsuit. As a ratepayer and a director concerned about employees' welfare, I find that unacceptable. Information. As a director, I need full information on subjects to make informed decisions. I've had continual difficulties getting sufficient information here, most recently regarding the CDBG funds being proposed for Oceana sewer work, despite repeated requests. This is a subject that everyone in the community is interested in, but still no information forthcoming. And then we're asked to act on a proposal right on the spot. As a director concerned for my community, I find that unacceptable. Conduct. Consider for a moment that CDBG fund issue. There was never a single mention in any OCSD agenda and never a single mention in any OCSD minutes regarding $1 million or any other number for CDBG funds to be used for sewer work in Oceano. The only record is a single line in a staff report that obscurely references funds in excess of $600,000. But when a member of the public having absolutely no way to know what's going on with that because it's never reported in either the minutes or the agenda, ask about those funds, staff suggested he not come to any more meetings and then informed him that he was a stupid person who asked stupid questions. Well, as a director who believes in fair treatment, I was grievously embarrassed that this was represented as OCSD's idea of acceptable treatment of the public, and I find that unacceptable. Equally important is the morale of staff. Disagreement between a majority of the board and the general manager is never easy. Obviously, here rumors have been spread out of control. It seems, quote, concerned citizen and other bloggers have gripped the attention of staff. These rumors are untrue and unfair. And even if the GM was to depart, I would expect positive reassurance to staff that, first, the directors do not have any control over staff hiring and firing decisions, and staff will be protected in any event. I hereby give my assurance that our staff will be protected throughout this event. As a director concerned with the well-being and morale of staff, that's not to say he's bad and I'm good. That's not at all what I'm saying. We just have a fundamental difference of approach. And while he's done many good things for the district, and Mitch, I hereby recognize that and salute you. You've done many things. Vern's mentioned some of them. You've done many good things for the district, but I cannot support you remaining with the district. Accordingly, we've negotiated a settlement that I believe is fair to both sides, and I've committed to support that agreement. So with that, I would look for a motion.
I move that we accept Mr. Hooney's resignation as shown.
I will second that. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Point of order, is the president the last vote on this?
Usually, or? The president is the last vote.
But not when they second the motion.
I'm not sure that's correct. I don't have my Robert's Rules of Orders with me.
It usually goes first and second. That's how.
You're correct. It usually goes the first and the
first
second.
First and second. That's in right. That case, being the second, I will vote yes.
Director Dahl?
Sadly, yes.
Director Mann?
Yes, with regrets. Mm-hmm.
Thank you again, Mitch. Thank you very much for your service. We've tabled the other items on the agenda to the next meeting, which will be the regular meeting of February 28th. Therefore, we're adjourned.